Exclusive to Jacaranda FM, it's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
The Drive with Rob and Roz and Mac Mulledy. Hi, friend. Are you well, Mr. Mulledy?
I am well. I'm well. My body is finally coming back to me after a grueling time. So I'm good.
I feel like we should have started this interview with the intro. The champ is here. Because you really absolutely found yourself a goal. You set your mind to it and you did it. You completed an Ironman. Why?
Also me, I want to know.
So it was all because of a promise to Andre. There's a huge story that went out probably about a year ago where Andre Peel, who used to be one of the directors or managers at Famous Brands, was hit by a negligent, drunk or reckless driver in the cradle of humankind. I drove past that accident without a clue who it was.
Oh.
Heart beating fast because I cycled in the cradle as a cyclist. And drove past the accident, came back, and by the time I drove back, there was foil over, so I thought somebody has obviously died here. Carried on driving, went by my usual life, freaked out because that could have been me as a cyclist. 2 weeks down the line, I get a call, frantic, from a friend of mine that works for a security company saying, listen, there was an accident that happened in the cradle of humankind about 2 weeks ago. It looks like this guy wants to try and juke the system. So please, man, let's carte blanche this guy. Tell me what you can do. What help can you give? This guy can't get away with this because he's killed someone and somebody's badly injured because of him. I'm like, bro, tell me what you need me to do. Tell me what you need me to do and I'm there for you. There were huge protests. People came out, cyclists, runners, everyone saying that, justice for Andre, etc. Went to the court case. A week later, there's a lady that I do media training with by the name of Sharon Peel. She works, she's one of the, I think she's the director for Flashman Hillard. So we do a lot of media training with her. I've been doing this work with her for the past 15, 20 years.
Yeah.
I always used to see her husband there, right? His name was Andre. And I'd see him at the Christmas party, year-end functions and everything. And I'd tease him. He's like, yeah, big feet, big hands. And I'd be like, and every time he'd see me, he's like, so when are you doing Ironman with me, man? When are you doing Ironman with me? And I'd always like try and get away from it. And I said to him, look, Andre, one day when I'm old and crazy like you, I'm going to do an Ironman with you. I promise you, I'm going to do an Ironman with you. And that was our running joke. And every time he'd see me, that's what he'd ask.
Yeah.
Only to find that day when I drove past that accident, that was actually him that had been hit by a drunk driver. Reason why I eventually did Ironman, the full Ironman, was because of that promise that I'd made to Andre. So in memory of him, for his family, for his kids, and also, as an ode to people that have lost loved ones due to drunk, negligent drivers on the road, I'm doing it for them.
I had a guy was in my class in high school.
Yeah.
Who was cycling and was hit by a drunk driver and killed at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Thursday.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's something that happens.
Yeah, absolutely. So Mac, now knowing that you've kind of got this huge responsibility on your shoulders.
Yes.
You couldn't not do it. So where does your mind go in terms of, okay, now I must start training. Now I must start because I can't not fulfill this promise to Andre.
So 6 months ago, right, I then hooked up with a friend of mine, Lloyd Langamalo, who's a personal trainer and he does training for companies, etc. And I've known him for 30 or more years. We come from the Vaal together, we Vaalies. I'd always known him, from school, etc. But he was like a guy that's mad, like fitness mad. He's done like 5 Ironmen. He's done through 3 or 4 Comrades. Crazy, crazy, crazy guy, because nobody should be doing that.
Just take me through the distances again.
So for an Ironman, here's the medal so that you see it.
It's right. Can I hold it? Here. Well, you precious.
You want to touch my medal?
This is the closest I will ever get to an Ironman medal.
So you swim 3.8 kilometers.
Yeah.
You cycle 180, then you run 42. To put that for you into perspective, right? It's like, so you cycle Comrades twice. So you do the Comrades twice on a bike. That's the cycle.
I'm just putting that together in my head. Mm. That's 2 mid-mar miles. Then you get on a bike and you cycle from Tshwane to Emalahleni and back.
Yes. Mm.
And then you run from Pretoria to downtown Joburg.
Yes.
Probably further.
Yes.
In one go.
Yes, in one go.
Why? That's just wild to me. That's wild.
And that's why you called an Ironman.
And you deserve it.
You know, when it is, at some point when I came off my bike, the cutoff time is 12 o'clock for Ironman. When I came off my bike, it was saying that I was going to finish at about 2 o'clock. So I was not going to make cutoff. I ran my first 21 kilometers. And there was this gentleman from CHOC. I don't know if you know CHOC. It's an organization that does things for kids with
cancer.
Wonderful organization.
There's a gentleman there by the name of Steve. Steve went on the other side of the road and he said, Mac, if you don't run, you're not going to make it. You're not going to make cutoff. And I'm going to support you and I'm going to help you get to the end of this race. And he ran with me probably the last 10 kilometers. And I had to find it. I had to dig deep. When they say dig deep, that's exactly what I did. And I came in probably at about 11:40 because we ran nonstop for the next 10 kilometers after the swim. After 180 kilometers of cycling.
Wow.
And 32 kilometers of running beforehand.
And carrying 106 kilograms. Because I'm not a small guy.
How long did it finally take you?
It took me 16 hours to finish it. I came in last, but with the first in everyone's hearts.
And you know what? That video of you crossing the finish line is one of the most special things I've actually had the privilege to witness.
It was almost as good as yours when you did your first triathlon. I was there on the sideline at the Auten General, the cross try. When Roseanne went past, it's like she just like won the Order of Ikamanga. The entire Stain City went wow because she crossed it. I'm like, babe, I've got to do like Ironman next week. This is like this is like a warm up for us. You know what I mean? The distance that you've just done is a that's how we warm up for Ironman. Yes. But you know what that feeling is like.
No, but now you've done that over and above and you're doing it for such a beautiful purpose. So that video is just something incredible.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.